live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the main evening news. The European Commission President says the issue of the Irish border is a European issue and the border is crucial to any settlement. An emergency department consultant says hospitals are like hotels. When they run out of beds, you can't keep stacking people up. A Donegal councillor asks if community cleanups and other environmental initiatives are actually encouraging people to engage in illegal dumping. A vigil takes place later tonight to mark 1 year since rescue helicopter 116 crashed off the Mayo coast. And Donegal County Council is urged to meet with the contractor doing the work on the N56 between Bluebanks and Kilmacrenan. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with all the latest sports news. And we begin with the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, who was speaking in the European Parliament today during a debate on Brexit. He told the MEPs that the Irish border is a European issue. Mr. Juncker said both sides have agreed there should be no hard border on the island of Ireland and that must be respected. His comments were met with anger from some British MEPs, but Mr. Juncker stressed that the border is crucial to any settlement.
Both the United Kingdom and the European Union have agreed that there should be no hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. The Good Friday Agreement must be preserved in all its dimensions. And life for citizens on both sides of the border should be the same as it is today. This is not an Irish issue. It is a European issue.
It's a British issue, sir. It's a British issue. British issue, sir. British issue.
As you are saying, this is a European issue.
It's a British issue, sir.
It is all for one and one for all. That is what it means to be part of this union.
An emergency department consultant has said hospitals are like hotels. They run out of beds and you can't keep stacking people up. There were 649 patients waiting admission at hospitals across the country this morning. That was down from a record high of 714 yesterday. At Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, there were 14 people waiting on inpatient beds, 12 of them on trolleys in the hospital's emergency department. Dr. Mick Malloy from Wexford General Hospital says emergency departments can't function properly when they're overflowing.
Forgive the analogy here, but you've got to think of a hospital a little bit like a hotel, that you've got a certain amount of beds, you've got a certain amount of room, and when they're full, they're full. You don't keep stacking up people in the lobby of a hotel when the place is full. You say, look, we're going to have to go somewhere else. Unfortunately, in our health service, there isn't anywhere else to go, and we keep the door open at the front end of the emergency department, and we don't have any outflow out the back end.
Yesterday, the HSE was given an extra €5 million to spend on home care packages to help speed up the discharge of older patients. Michael Harty from Home Care Direct says the sector has too few staff, and that's an issue he says the government must help tackle in time for next winter.
We need to ensure that home care can play a bigger role in the healthcare continuum, and so that maybe this time next year, when we will inevitably have another crisis and there's funding put into it, that the capacity is there to react to that and to move those people out of hospital.
The High Court will consider next month whether people in Northern Ireland should legally be allowed to vote in the upcoming abortion referendum. A Belfast law firm has lodged a judicial review at the High Court in Dublin. A solicitor for Madden Fanucan says it's a matter of national importance and all citizens on the island of Ireland should be entitled to have their say on the Eighth Amendment. A Donegal councillor has asked if community cleanups and other environmental initiatives are actually encouraging people to engage in illegal dumping. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says having taken part in a number of local cleanup programmes and helped several groups coordinate projects in their own areas, it seems the illegal dumping problem in Donegal is actually getting worse. Speaking at a Donegal Municipal District meeting this afternoon, Councillor Kennedy said there is a growing issue with fly tipping and the question has to be asked whether community initiatives themselves are playing a role.
We've done many community group cleanups on roadsides, on beaches and coastlines, and where the effort from people and from volunteers is absolutely amazing and it's brilliant. But the more and more you see people cleaning up, the more and more you tend to see litter being scattered on roadsides and on beaches and in tides. So I just beg the question, you know, are we going the right way about it? Are we making it too handy on the people who are saying, sure, somebody else will do it, they'll clean up after us? And that's where I was kind of coming from today.
You did discuss this at municipal district level with your colleagues. Did you come to any conclusions?
We didn't. Fiona Kelly was there from Donegal County Council from the environment section. And, you know, she tended to agree and she said, we just seem to have this plastic ocean and plastic nation. Oh, it's just everywhere on the roadside. And I think what was noticed is when the hedges were cut, and, you know, back a while ago when the grass verge were cut, you just see more and more and more of it all the time. And we've seen that throughout the county and indeed throughout the country. There's no doubt about that. We don't know what to do right. I mean, I've had many a complaint and I go to many, many meetings, you know, community meetings, and it's the same story everywhere. People are complaining that there's been rubbish left behind, it's been illegally dumped, there's fly tipping going on. And as I said, it's not children that's doing this. There's green schools, there's clean coasts. Everybody's really becoming environmentally friendly. But it's just, it's not getting to a certain percentage of the county.
And that was Councillor Niamh Kennedy speaking after a discussion at the Donegal Municipal District meeting, which took place in Donegal Town earlier today. A vigil will take place later tonight to mark 1 year since rescue helicopter 116 crashed off the Mayo coast. Four crew members, Dara Fitzpatrick, Mark Duffy, Paul Ormsby and Kieran Smith, died when the helicopter went down near Blackrock Island in the early hours of March 14th, 2017. Despite an extensive search, the bodies of Paul Ormsby and Kieran Smith remain at sea. Local photojournalist Fergus Sweeney was one of the first on the scene at Black Sod that night.
Sometimes it's a cliche say that life is short and enjoy it while you can and make the best of it, you know. But now for the people here, they realise that. They've seen the pain of the families, I think. They've seen the suffering. They've seen that go on for over 40 days. And they know that maybe you can't live with that pain and suffering all the time. So that you have to at some stage take it and turn it around and turn it into positives.
Donegal County Council is being urged to seek a meeting with the contractor for the N56 Bluebanks Kilmacrennan Road upgrade works to discuss a road traffic plan for the project. Work is set to begin on the route in the coming weeks. It's expected to last up to 18 months. Local councillor Michael McBride is behind the motion, which was discussed at a meeting this afternoon of Letterkenny Municipal District. He's calling for the works to be carried out with minimal disruption, and he says now is the time to start putting a proper traffic management plan in place.
That project is ready to move right after St. Patrick's Day. I think it's a good time for us to sit down now with the contractor and have a discussion about the road safety plans and about the plans about closing the road, or maybe more importantly, keeping the road open as much as we possibly can. The intended lifespan of the project is about a year and a half. We welcome the project. It'll be a great addition to our infrastructure on the road out there towards Kilmacrennan from Elliston or from the Blue Bank. So, look, we're not complaining about it at all, but at the same time, we would like to keep disruption to a minimum where at all possible.
And especially with other roadworks happening around the town, it would be helpful if works could coincide so that they're not all going at once.
Well, that's true. When we all sit down together and look at it, we want to coordinate the work in the best possible way to minimise the disruption. We do know that it'll run over summer holiday period, it'll run back into Christmas and right through the new year again, so we're going to be hitting all the peak times, business times, to be fair to all the business owners. We need to make sure that the work is done in a manner that is as efficient as it can be possibly be done.
And that was Councillor Michael McBride there. He was speaking to Michaela Clark. Essential upgrade works that were to have been carried out at Carndonagh Community Hospital have been delayed again, this time until 2019. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says these improvement works are much needed and it's unacceptable that they've been delayed despite €2.6 million being allocated and budgeted for as part of the capital plan. The works will include the addition of ensuite facilities to all bedrooms as well as extensions to the current dining and sitting rooms. Deputy McConlogue says furthermore an increase in capacity is needed within community hospitals to help cope with an ageing population.
it's important that these works proceed, and there has unfortunately been delays in terms of the HSE had indicated that the upgrade work to the current 46 beds in the hospital would commence in 2017. As of now, they're giving the date of 2019. It's absolutely important that there is no further slippage in that, and I'll be keeping the pressure on the HSC and indeed the Minister for Health to ensure that the funding is forthcoming for it. There's €2.6 million allocated and budgeted for in the overall capital plan to upgrade Carrindonagh Community Hospital, and also €2.9 million to upgrade Buncanna Nursing Unit. It mustn't be delayed, and we must see it actually put in place soon. Also, what we need to see is actually additional capacity put in place, and the funding for this will need to come alongside and for work after the actual upgrades of the existing beds, because we do know that our community is getting older in general, and the demand for beds in community hospitals is increasing. We need to see a situation where it's not just the existing beds that are improved, facilities that are improved, but indeed that there is additional investment coming in place to increase the number of beds in our community hospitals.
And that was Deputy Charlie McConnellogue. O'Neill's Sportswear will open a new flagship store in Derry later this year. The store will open in the summer at the former Supervalue site at Waterloo Place. 40 jobs will be created. It follows a major job announcement some time ago in Strabane and the confirmation of a new branch in Craigavon. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the expansion of the Strabane-based company is to be welcomed.
The company's expanding at a rapid rate. This is a Strabane-based company. It was started in Strabane and has expanded since, and it's going to continue to do so. There's big plans for O'Neill's, and I'm very excited today to hear that they're now branching out to open various sports stores across Northern Ireland, and Derry is the first of that outside of the Strabane flagship store.
And indeed, there has been concern in relation to Brexit.
There will always be concern about Brexit, but don't be fooled by that. Kieran Kennedy is a very shrewd operator, and he's a man that is always prepared for whatever hurdle may come. He's prepared for Brexit, he's preparing his business for Brexit, and is ensuring that O'Neill's is ready for whatever challenges may occur after Brexit. There's been various discussions in relation to this, but I am confident that O'Neill's is going to be ready, Brexit ready, as they've put it in recent weeks. This is an exciting time. This is a Strabane-based company that started very small scale and has expanded at a rapid rate. I'm very, very excited about the future of this, not only just for O'Neill's itself, but also for Strabane, because remember, just two short weeks ago, there was a further announcement of 175 jobs for Strabane. Now we're seeing stores open across various places in Northern Ireland, the first being in Derry. This is an extremely exciting time, given the challenges that we face with Brexit and with the situation we face economically and the uncertainty around the political institutions here. Nothing is stopping them. They're going for the top. They're ensuring they're expanding and moving with the times, and it is an extremely exciting time.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with some good news in basketball. The LYT ladies won an exciting final in the Division 2 Colleges League final today. It was in the Oblet Hall in Inchicore. The game was tied 82 each at full time, so the game went into overtime, and the LYT got the winning score with 1.5 seconds left to win an enthralling final 94-92 to give a big victory to head coach Niall McDermott's ladies team. Mackenzie Burrard, she got the winning score for the LYT, so congratulations to them. Moving on to horse racing, an odds-on favourite, Boover de Ayr, has claimed the champion hurdle, the feature race on day one of the Cheltenham Festival. Dennis Kerwin reports.
Beauvoir Dare completed back-to-back wins in the champion hurdle this afternoon, rallying gamely up the stiff Cheltenham Hill under Barry Geraghty to hold off the challenge of the Willie Mullins trained Melon by a neck, with Gordon Elliott's Mick Jazz filling the places. The 6-4 on favourite giving trainer Nicky Henderson an incredible seventh success in the race. Earlier, the Skybet Supreme Novices hurdle was won by 9-1 shot Somerville Boy, who overtook long-time leader Kalashnikov on the run-in to land the festival opener by a neck. 7-4 favourite Get a Bird, trained by Willie Mullins and ridden by Ruby Walsh, finished well down the field, but the pair bounced right back in the next when 6-5 on favourite Footpad landed the Arkell Chase impressively by 14 lengths from Brain Power, trained by Nicky Henderson, and they completed a double when Benny Dejeu won the Mayor's Hurdle. But it was Beauvoir Dare who stole the show, retaining his hurdling crown. At the 2018 Cheltenham Festival in association with the Irish Daily Star, for Jack Kennedy's exclusive Cheltenham column, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Yes, Dennis reporting there that the festival continues all week. In rugby, Rob Kearney didn't train with the rest of the Irish squad today, but it is hoped that the fullback will be in fine for Saturday's Grand Slam decider at Twickenham. The squad continued their preparations for the game with England at Carlton House this afternoon. Skills and kicking coach Richie Murphy says Kearney's load has just been managed and he will be fit enough for selection for Saturday's crunch clash. Moving on to soccer, Manchester United need to win this evening if they're to progress to the Champions League quarter-finals. Sevilla visit Old Trafford this evening with the sides locked at 0-0 from their first leg in Spain 3 weeks ago. Roma's future in the competition is in even in more danger. They trail Shakhtar Donetsk by 2-1 ahead of their second leg at the Stadio Olimpico. Both games kick off tonight at 7:45. Elsewhere, it's understood West Ham have been given until the end of the week to give the Football Association their observations on crowd unrest at the London Stadium on Saturday. There were four separate pitch invasions during the 3-0 Premier League defeat to Burnley, and hundreds of supporters gathered beneath the director's box in protest at the club's board. The FA expects a lengthy disciplinary process. And Mauricio Pellegrino, he says he appreciates the respect and hospitality he was shown by Southampton fans after being sacked as manager of the Premier League side. In a statement published on the club's website, the Argentine says he's so sorry to leave with the team a point above the relegation zone, but he understands the decision. Bookmakers have their former player Mark Hughes and ex-Watford head coach Marco Silva as the leading contenders to take over. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight in the Championship, there's six games down for decision. The leaders Wolves there at home to Reading. Third place Aston Villa play Queen's Park Rangers. Barnsley play Norwich. It's Brentford against Cardiff, Ipswich against Hull and Sheffield United against Burton Albion. There's a Scottish Cup quarter final replay on in Scotland. Kilmarnock, they play Aberdeen. Well, back at home, it was a fairy tale return to the Brandywell for Derry City last night. After a year and 5 months away from the ground, Derry played their first game at the redeveloped stadium, and it turned out to be a dream start back at the Brandywell. They beat Limerick 5-0 with Ronan Hale scoring a hat-trick. Here's Derry manager Kenny Shields.
It's my responsibility to produce a product that's appealing to the local people who have been devoid of that for 16, 17 months. And now they're back and we're back. You know, you would want every day to be like that, because the happiness and the people that I was looking at over there tonight has made me feel good. So they've given us new energy, and it was about the supporters tonight, what we could do for them. And because I wanted to show them that we were conscientious and appreciative of what they bring here, and we want to give them something back. So hopefully we can do that this season.
Elsewhere, Fan Harps there in action in the EA Sports Cup last night. They defeated the Mayo League by 4-3 at Fan Park. Harps held a 4-0 lead early in the second half, but 3 goals late on in that half from the Mayo League made for a nervous finish to the game. With just 2 games played this campaign, Harps boss Ollie Horgan said it was a game they needed.
I still think that game tonight might do us no harm in the long run. You know, if this was... if we played 2 games against Strachan and Longford, you know, tonight's game, we might say we could have done without it. But I think you saw yourselves, you know, the way it finished out. We certainly needed it. Look, it's an EA Sports Cup game, and I don't like to underestimate it. Of course, we wanted to get through it. If we didn't get through it, would it be the end of the world? No, I don't think so. Not, you know, I think a result in Cove would be a hell of a lot more important than a result here tonight. And that's not me underestimating. We went to try and beat Mayo, and to be fair to them, they made it hugely difficult, to their credit, and deserve a huge amount of praise for the way they finished out that game.
Ollie Horgan there. Well, there's one game tonight in the Donegal Youth League. It's Bonagie United against Letterkenny Rovers. Kickoff is at 7:30 in the Dry Arch Park out in Bonagie. And our school's result today was the Bank of Ireland FEA Schools Minor Boys Ulster Cup Final. St Columba's Stranorler defeated Scullamora Buncrana by 2-0. Finally for this evening, the launch of the 22nd Northwest 10K. It'll take place this evening at 7 o'clock in the Mount Errigal Hotel. The names of the charities who will benefit from this year's run and walk will be announced during the launch. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. A Donegal councillor says both the short and long-term infrastructure needs of Letterkenny need to be considered and met without further delay. Councillor Kieran Brogan has again been raising the need for a transport hub in the town. He says it's necessary to facilitate the thousands of people who use the bus stop adjacent to the old Oatfield site on a weekly basis. Councillor Brogan says to date the National Transport Agency has been inactive in its response to council discussions. He says he wants the agency to meet with local councillors sooner rather than later.
It's an issue I've been raising now for some time with regard to the bus stop adjacent to the old Oatfield site. But I think there's a bigger picture here. We need to look at addressing the short-term needs. That bus stop at the moment, there will be at least a couple of thousand people going through that every week, and there's not even a seat for the people to sit on. And I think in light of the lack of commitment to date by the National Transport Agency to rectify and to improve the facilities for the users of that bus stop, that we invite them to Letterkenny to look at the overall picture. Look first of all at the short-term solutions that's needed in this area, but also to look at the long-term need of a transportation hub. I think this is something that's needed as a matter of urgency, and I believe that the National Transport Agency has a responsibility not just to Dublin, but to the rest of the island of Ireland, and I'm calling through the senior management of Donegal County Council as a matter of urgency that the National Transport Agency come to Letterkenny, come to Donegal, and look at the needs of the people in the northwest.
And with the continued expansion of Letterkenny, as you did say, a long-term solution is needed, and the infrastructure of the region must be reviewed.
Absolutely, and it's very, very unfair to see that the traffic users of the bus stop that's there at the moment having to stand, and some of them elderly people, and there's absolutely no facilities there for disabled people as well. And there's a huge onus on the National Transport Agency to address this issue as a matter of urgency.
Councillor Kieran Brogan there. Derry City and Strabane District Council's decision to employ third-party contractors to carry out works in the Strabane area has been criticised. Local Councillor Patsy Kelly says it's been confirmed to him that private contractors are being sought to collect litter in rural areas of the district, with contractors also travelling 14 miles from Derry to open and close the Dock Street car park. He says the council needs to provide answers as to why staff in Strabane are not being utilised.
I've raised that in council, and it's coming up into a meeting this week in council as well. It's the fact that they're bringing the likes of estate services in to open a car park at Dock Street and to open a play park when we have council staff that start cleansing staff that start at 6. I do believe this should have been offered to them rather than bringing outside contractors that have to come from Derry to open gates and close gates.
And British detectives say it's still too early to say whether Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned at their home. The UK's counter-terrorism chief has been updating reporters today about the investigation into the nerve agent attack in Salisbury. Russia has again denied involvement but insists it'll cooperate with the ongoing investigations. Neil Basu revealed 38 people have been seen by medics, including the Skripals and the first police officer to respond.
Of those, 34 have been assessed, and I make this clear, have been discharged from hospital. Three remain in hospital, and that is Sergei, Yulia and Nick. And one person continues to be monitored as an outpatient, but is not showing signs at this time.
Looking at the weather forecast for this Tuesday evening, cloud will increase gradually from the west during the evening. Some spots of light rain or drizzle are likely to develop, particularly in western parts. Winds will increase from the south. It'll be breezy tonight with outbreaks of rain spreading to all areas, hill and coastal fog as well. It'll be mild and moderate to fresh south to southeasterly winds. Minimum temperatures 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, windy with further outbreaks of rain, persistent at times with some heavy bursts. Hill and coastal fog will persist in places. Maximum temperature 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in strong and gusty southeasterly winds. And the main news in brief this evening. The European Commission President says the issue of the Irish border is a European issue. Jean-Claude Juncker was speaking during a debate on Brexit in the European Parliament. A vote is due tomorrow. An emergency department consultant says hospitals are like hotels. When they run out of beds, you can't keep stacking people up. It follows a record high of 714 people awaiting admission across the country yesterday. We'll find out next month whether people in Northern Ireland could legally be allowed to vote in the abortion referendum. Madden Finucane, a Belfast-based law firm, has lodged a judicial review at the High Court in Dublin, arguing that all citizens on the island should have a say in the forthcoming referendum. And a Donegal County Councillor is asking if community cleanups and other environmental initiatives are actually encouraging people to engage in illegal dumping. Niamh Kennedy raised the issue earlier today. Back again with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday, the 13th of March. The death has taken place of Pearl Clark, 4, The Beaches, Drumahoe. Funeral from her home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for service at Burt Presbyterian Church, interment afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Bridget Harkin, née Duffy, formerly of Annagry. Her remains are reposing at her sister Teresa's residence in Kings Park, Glasgow. Remains leaving there tomorrow, going to St Bridget's Church, Tory Glen, for 6:15 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 10 and afterwards to Lynn Cemetery, Lenshaw Drive. All inquiries to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, Glasgow. The sudden death has occurred of Michael Duffy, 28, Glenpatrick Park, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his daughter Michelle Maguire Duffy's residence at 11, Barnes Court, Ballybuffet. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Turnorder, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The sudden death has taken place at Southwest Acute Hospital in Enniskillen of Warner Wilders, 1 Paterson Park, Strabam. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:25 for service in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Parkinson Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.